Nenana residents displaced by August flooding are mostly back in their homes. City Mayor Jason Mayrand says most people forced out by the worst flood in 40 years have been able to reoccupy their houses following repairs to remedy water damage.
It's just a matter of pulling sheetrock down, new sheetrock, new flooring, new wiring, new insulation.
Mayrand says the recent federal disaster declaration for flood-impacted areas will help homeowners cover the cost of repairs beyond assistance already provided by the state.
With a state declaration, it makes about $5,000 eligible for assistance, which, as you can imagine, doesn't go very far. When the federal government decided that they're going to declare this as a FEMA emergency, that frees up $20,000-something for each one of the residents. So they'll have a bigger pot of money to repair their houses with.
Mayrand says local businesses and the city are also benefiting from government disaster assistance. He says the state is paying for extensive work that got underway this week to repair city sewer system pumps and controls damaged by silt and rocks that got into the system during the flood. The August flood caused damage to about 70 area homes as well as a number of businesses and infrastructure. And Mayrand says that's added up to a hefty bill for the small community.
If I had to ballpark all the entities with the municipal and the businesses, I'd guess somewhere between $4 and maybe $4.5 million. It's a big chunk of change, there's no doubt about it.
Mayrand says a recent development will help the community be better prepared for future natural disasters. The city of Nenana and the National Weather Service recently activated a local weather radio transmitter. The Nenana area has suffered spotty broadcast reception from Fairbanks, and agency warning coordinator meteorologist John Lingas says the new unit will allow broadcast of alerts specific to Nenana.
By having their own transmitter, when we, the National Weather Service, issues warnings that affect the Nenana area, we can activate this alert that will then go through the transmitter and turn on any receivers that people may have in that area.
The transmitter is one of 26 in Alaska and the 1,000th to go online nationwide.